The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, what it do, cyber world? It's your girl, the one, the only Ash Brown, and this is the Ash Brown Uncensored Show. On this program, I'll talk a little bit about anything. It may be something pop culture related, maybe something Ash Brown related. You just don't know until you check it in. All right. All right, this is a rando topic today. Super rando. And the moral of the story is, when you're in a relationship, you cannot share everything about your relationship with other people, because there are a lot of people out there that they want to salt your game. They want to mess things up for you. They want you to have chaos. They don't want you to be happy. They say that they want you to be happy, but they don't actually mean it. And I say this because I'm not going to say no names. You know, I don't like to get messy, but the situation is just so interesting. All right. So I won't necessarily call these people friends, but these were colleagues of mine. And one of them was always, whenever we had like group texts or we would go out for brunch or whatever the case is, was always bragging about her husband this, her husband that, her husband's sex game, all the things that he does for her, how he spoils her, wines and dines. And that's all good and gravy and stuff, but you also have to know your audience. You always have to know your audience. So this chick was always bragging about her husband this, her husband that, and he do this for me and blah, 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 woo, woo, woo. Well, when you're so open about things in your relationship that you love and you like or whatever, and you don't really know your audience and who you're speaking to, or maybe you do know your audience and maybe you just want to make people jealous. I don't know what the case is, but you got to be careful who you share that information with, because I'll say a little over a year ago, it was found out that one of those females that was in that group with us that would always be hanging out with us and always, you know, talking about this, talking about that. She was single, dating, and all these different things. How about that female hooked up with female A's husband? Scandalous. Oh my gosh, talk about scandalous. Just terrible. And so female A, the original female, they got divorced. And so now female B, which is the second, you know, person or whatever, is with this guy. And it's just really crazy, because female A would tell us and anyone who would listen, basically, why her man was the best and why he did this for her and did that for her. And he's so wonderful and he does this in bed and all this other kind of crazy stuff. And a lot of times for me, like, I don't want to hear about that stuff about people. Just, I'm not a vindictive person, but some things I feel should be left unsaid. Some things you should not be sharing with everyone. And especially when it comes to your relationship, because a lot of people will feel like they should have a say in what you do or how you do, or well, you're not doing this right and do this for him and then he'll like that and blah, blah, blah. You don't really know. You don't. You don't really know what is and what is not. But when you put it out there for what it is, and how he's bought you this brand new Porsche, and how y'all got this brand new house, and he does this, and he's a beautiful man, and he go to the gym, and he is cut like this, and he's cut like that. And you may be filling the ears of women that envy you, women that are jealous of you, women that would love to pull that man from up under you. And to that I say, you got to be careful. You got to be careful. You got to be careful, because you just never know. Some people will sit up there and pretend to be friend and be foe.
I'm talking about somebody out there. Somebody out there knows what I'm talking about. They've either seen it, experienced it, or they know somebody that's gone through. But I think that's just terrible. I think it's just horrible. So now female B is in a relationship with the ex-husband of female A and flaunting stuff all across social media. And then female A is on social media with her subliminals and, you know, ambiguous statements about backstabbing and you can't trust this person, you can't trust that person. Who can you really trust? That's the bigger question of it. So I want to hear from you guys. What are your thoughts on this? Maybe did I push it out too far into the middle? Did I really do that? Or maybe I hit it spot on. Have you seen or experienced anything like this? I don't know. Shoot me an email, info@ashsaidit.com. That is info@ashsaidit.com. Or hit me across social media at OneLoveAsh, the number one, LoveAsh. And I hope that you guys have a phenomenal week. Holla back at you. Later.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.